This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
$200 a barrel?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The price of oil set another record today, almost $121 a barrel. But a Goldman Sachs analyst says it's possible oil will hit $200 next year. Not likely. He expects more of a gradual, smaller increase. But in a report out this morning, he warns of a potential super spike in the price of oil in 2009. Right on cue, Chrysler rolls out a new incentive program today. Buy certain new cars or trucks and lock in lower gas prices. Amy Scott explains.
For 3 years, Chrysler customers will pay just $2.99 a gallon. Chrysler will pay any difference. With the average price about $3.61 right now, the savings could add up. Eric Merkel tracks the auto industry for research firm IRN. He says it's a clever short-term approach. High gas prices and the housing downturn have taken a big bite out of Chrysler's truck sales. But as drivers demand more fuel-efficient vehicles, Merkel says Chrysler will need more than a quick fix.
Right now, Chrysler's got to play the cards they have. But long term, there's no question that Chrysler is far too heavily wedded on trucks, and they've got to have something more in terms of a smaller vehicle.
Chrysler is teaming up with Nissan to offer smaller cars in a few years. In the meantime, Merkel says other automakers may offer gas-related incentives of their own. U.S. auto sales fell 14% last month from the year before. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
There is a sea of red ink from the banking and housing sectors this morning. Fannie Mae reported a $2 billion loss for the first quarter. Home builder D.R. Horton lost $1 billion. And Wachovia doubled the size of its first quarter loss. And so stocks are down accordingly. The Dow has lost 96 points, almost a percent, to 12,872. The NASDAQ is down 14, and the S&P 500 has dropped 9. European shares are also down close to a percent. There were minor gains in Asia, but the Nikkei was still closed for a holiday. Companies that aren't banks or mortgage lenders have done surprisingly well with first quarter profits. Disney reports its earnings today and gives a forecast for the year. Disney is one of the Dow's 30 stocks, so investors pay close attention. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
With gas close to $4 a gallon, a lot of summer vacations will probably be spent on the couch. That wouldn't be too bad for Disney. The biggest part of its revenue comes from ads on its TV networks. Its Achilles heel, though, may be the Magic Kingdom. Disney theme parks and cruise lines have suffered in prior recessions. But analyst Nicole Black at Wachovia expects the company will tough it out and even see profits increase.
They're very well diversified across things like movies, cable channels, network channels, resorts. They have a very large consumer products business.
One of Disney's best-known brands had a scare last week. Hannah Montana's 15-year-old star turned up in a racy magazine spread. Dade Hayes is Variety's New York bureau chief. He says Disney's contained the damage.
To me, it doesn't seem like a Lindsay Lohan meltdown.
Too bad Disney hasn't been able to contain high gas prices and consumer confidence. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
If your company wants to advertise in next year's Super Bowl, looks like it'll cost you a cool $3 million. This morning, the Wall Street Journal says NBC Universal is upping the price of a 30-second ad. It's the first time the starting price has ever been that high.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. By Clarkson Potter's The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now. And by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value.
Every once in a while, American and Canadian singers delve into other languages. Leonard Cohen, for example.
Les Allemands étaient chez moi, ils me dirent signe-toi.
But some new French bands are singing all their songs in English. And that is really unusual. France has a quota system that encourages bands to sing in French. John Lawrenson has more on the new generation of French musique.
Rolling Stone magazine's fourth best song, 2007. Justice have already sold 300,000 albums, a third of those in Britain and the United States. But to do it, they had to hire the services of a London children's choir to do those infant Michael Jackson vocals, latest in a series of ways round a language problem that's as old as rock and roll itself. First, they translated English and American songs into French. Then there was singing in English.
He may be the face I can't forget.
Then hardly any singing at all. Now you've got a slew of young artists who write and sing real lyrics in faultless English. A duo called Cocoon, who just won the main French rock magazine's new talent competition. A group called Aaron, who've sold 200,000 copies of their new album. At a club in the north of Paris, another group, Hey Hey My My, are playing their first ever sell-out concert. They chat to the audience in French, then sing to them in English that would make their former teachers proud. Stéphane Gilles runs this band's record label.
Les majors qui ont toujours dit un groupe en anglais c'est impossible.
The big labels always used to think French groups singing in English could never work commercially. But with the success of this new generation of artists, to whom singing in English comes naturally, they're falling over each other to sign French anglophone talent because if you can sing in English, you can sell all over the world.
The problem is the quota system that protects francophone pop. At least 40% of the music radio stations play has to be in French. But even out in that free 60% of airtime where French anglophone artists are competing on a level playing field with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, the French are doing really well.
I could win an award, you may not be.
Top airtime on Virgin and Wii FM last month, French duos The Do and Cocoon. Thanks in part to English, French pop is doing better than it has for years. In Paris, this is John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
Be okay. Be okay.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.